The whole aircraft just exploded. The scientists reckon the temperature goes up from a cool room temperature at 15,000 feet to 3,000 degrees centigrade in about 10 seconds. Stupidly, I wasn't wearing any gloves. And later on, it became mandatory to wear gloves. My hands got a terrible burning, and face as well.
When the Second World War broke out, thousands of young men stepped up to fight in the skies, using new technologies and exciting new aircraft. However, hundreds of men, some as young as 18, suffered horrific injuries and life-changing burns, injuries they shouldn't have survived. But they did survive, and not just survive, but thrive too, thanks to groundbreaking new treatment from surgeon Sir Archibald MacIndoe and his determination to heal them from the inside out.
These men have required very careful handling, very careful rehabilitation to get them back to a normal way of life. To keep them together is the secret of success.
At a small hospital in the south of England, these men, who all underwent experimental surgery and treatment, went on to form what became known as the Guinea Pig Club. And their legacy has gone far beyond their own lives. In this third series of the All Stations podcast, brought to you by the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund, we bring you the incredible story of the Guinea Pig Club and the man who brought them out of the shadows through his pioneering plastic surgery, and explore their enduring legacy.
If you want to know how you treat military veterans who are dealing with the lifetime consequences of not dying in warfare, then all the answers to all the questions you might have are there in the history of the Guinea Pig Club.
I will say it's unfortunate that conflict leads to such traumatic injuries, but it does give way and pave the way to changing how modern medicine works. There are so many people in the Kazovac Club that, you know, would never be alive today.
Listen online or on your preferred podcast app.